This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
We get right down to Shane Beregel on Sunday. Beregel Hechiksiv, is that where we are? Ask the Gemara, three lines from the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. Beregel Hechiksiv, where does it say in the Torah that there is an Av Nezek such as Regel? What is the Gemara asking? Where is how do we know that Regel is a Nezek? Or where is it written? What is the Kasha of the Gemara? Beregel Hechiksiv. What does that mean? How do we know it's an Av? That you're higher for Regel is Poshut, is that right? The question is, how do we know that it's an Av? Is that how you want to know? And if we can't find a posuk for it, then what? Then it's not an Av. And then what? And according to Rashi, what will happen if it's tilde instead of an Av? No potter. It'll be potter altogether. No chiyuv. No, Rashi said no chiyuv. No question as to when, only if it's lav kiyotzeway. If it's kiyotzeway, then yes. Then if it's lav kiyotzeway, then it could be no payment, right? It says in the pasuk, "V'shilach is beiru," and he sends his animal into his friend's field. And we have a pasuk in Yeshayahu that learns, "B'shalchi regel hashov ba'achamur," the senders of the foot of the ox and the donkey. So you see that "M'shalchi shiluach" refers to Regel. What do you send in? You send him in on his feet, and the most direct consequence of sending the animal in, or the most direct damage consequent of sending the animal in, therefore b'shilach means regel. And in the same posuk, and this is what the sugya deals with, is the peculiarity of the two different av nezikins both finding themselves in the same posuk. Uviyazu ashen v'cheinuimer kashi yevoyer hagolol atumay. As he will destroy the Golal until it is complete. Says Rashi, V'shilach es be'iroi, ha-Golal hainu shein. Golal means shein. Why? She'pa'omim megule u'fa'omim mechuse. Because Golal implies something which is sometimes megule and sometimes mechuse. Where does Rashi get that from? Is it from Russian Gilu? Is it Pomi Magule? Is that where it's from? Golol because of Magule? So what's the Pomi Magule or Pomi Mechuse? Strange, isn't it? Gal is a wave. Yeah.
Rolling like a Sefer Torah. To do like a lira. That's very nice. That's a very nice pshat. Like a lira, like your girl in a Sefer Torah. Sometimes Megula, sometimes Mechuse. Open it, close it. So it's not from Galui. And I think Rashi is telling us that that's the pshat of the word Golal. It does come from Megule. It's not just by chance. Rashi says, "Hey, Shen she pa'omi Megule or pa'omi Mechuse." That Galal means just that, rolling something. Glila in the lotion of a scroll. I think that's quite right. That when you roll it, it implies something which is Megule at times and Mechuse at times. Who says that? And what is that? Is that sometimes open, sometimes closed? Was that a different shot? Where does he say that? Kashi yevoy lagolo perush hashen shehi dome le'even golo.
spot on the stone.
Over the graves, they used to put over the mirrors, they used to put, yeah. I don't know what Rabbeinu Chananel means. I don't know what Rabbeinu Chananel means. Nishnach Rina, Golol Zerei. Another way of learning is that Golol means droppings. Zerei, Shashen Meva'eres Lemaichel, the tooth consumes the food. V'na'a says Golol, K'megalei Odom Megalei Behema. And it's made into droppings like Golei Odom Megalei Behema. We have this, that, the posuk that refers to Golol as excrement. Either way, the pasuk is referring to Shein. Where did he say that? Here's Rach, he brings Rach. The Eben Shaish. I think that's just a physical appearance. It's not that it's used in the same way. I think that's a physical appearance which is similar. It looks like it. Strange that we need that pasuk. What does Asher Yevayer mean? What does the word Yevayer mean? To destroy. What nezik is there that destroys? Apart from, am I unsure? There's only shame. It's easier to learn it directly from the word Be'er than it is to learn it from Asher Yevayer, Agolol, Atumah. We don't even know what Golol means. It means droppings. It means a tooth. It means a stone. It means Glila. It's so complicated to learn it from this pasuk. In any case, so what is it helping us? It destroys the other, but not karna. Okay, so let's go on and see. Let's go on and see. What is the pasuk? We've got to understand why the Braisa has to bring this pasuk. There's a mashmos in the word of Be'er that seems to imply destruction. Let's go on further. Omar ma v'shilach zu ha-regel. V'cheinu lo yomem b'shalach ha-regel ha-shul v'achamer. Let's analyze, says the Gemara, the first part of the Braisa, proving that b'shilach is regel from b'shalach ha-regel ha-shul v'achamer. Time, because of Rachmon the b'shalach ha-regel ha-shul v'achamer. Are you implying, says the Gemara to the Bala Braisa, are you implying that without the posuk of b'shalach ha-regel ha-shul v'achamer, I would not have known that b'shilach means regel? Were it not for this pasuk, what could I have said it might be? Ikeren, ksiv. If it means keren, that's already written. Ishein, ksiv. If it says shein, that also is written. Itzrich, answers the Gemara. No, I do need the pasuk. Salke daitachamina idividi ashein. I might have thought that there is no such thing as regel, being an av. That the only others are keren and shein. And that Meshilech also means Shein. I would have needed two psukim for Shein. Why? Had I had only one posuk for Shein, I would have learned that that's talking about Shein, where there's Mechalia Karno, where the animal entirely destroys the crop, that there's nothing left of it. But if he only eats the top of it in such a way that it will grow again later, I might have thought that that's not called Nezek. Chomashman and Meshilech. That's why we would need Vashilach in that case to teach me that even Hechadalo Mechalya Karna, Shein is still Nezek, but Regel I wouldn't have a posuk for Kamashmalan. Pasuk Morav Ashtadu Kimna Regel, you've made a good point. So now that we've said Vashilach means Regel, Shein Delo Mechalya Karna Minalam. Where do we take a note from that Shein, even if there's not a Mechalya Karna, that even if the Karen is not destroyed? It's only the top part which is destroyed. How do we know that is taken, that is the chayiv, a chiyuv? Answer the Gemara, do me the regal. We have a hekesh from regal. My regal, loishna mechal yekarna, loishna lo mechal yekarna, avshem loishna mechal yekarna, loishna lo mechal yekarna. That's why they put in the same posuk. Because now that we're using v'shilach for regal, we could suggest that shein would only be for the more severe type of nezek, that's mechal yekarna, in which case we would be left with no source for shein, which is lo mechal yekarna. So I need to learn a hekesh from regel that even if it's lo mechal yekarna, it's still there's still chiyuv. No, Adirabba. The implication is that regel is not mechal yekarna. No, shein is mechal yekarna. That it makes no difference if it's not mechal yekarna. You learn from regel. Shein would be the mechani, but the beer means mechani karna. Ask the Gemara, how do I know loy mechani karna? I learned from Regal that it makes no difference. Mechani karna, not mechani karna, I know from Shein, but even loy mechani karna, I know from Vashilach. What's the obvious question now? In the stage of the Gemara, what's now the obvious question? Therefore, I need Vashilach to teach me Regal, and loy mechal yekarna, and uvir teaches me mechal yekarna. Yeah, use a kol shchein. Why do I need two psukim? If I knew loy mechal yekarna, then kol shchein mechal yekarna. Let's learn the Rashi. Idi ve'idi v'shilech uvir tarvayu ashen. I would have learned that both Vashilach and Ubir both go on Shein. Vashilach ata lechiyuve heched aloy kal yekarne, and Vashilach would be talking about a superficial damage where the keren is not damaged. The mashma kegun sheochlo arugo v'soifo lachzo v'nitzmeach. The mashma, says Rashi, that's the mashmos of the word Vashilach, that he eats an arugo, he eats a row of vegetables. So if it lasts over its mark, and it will eventually regrow. But not like before. Rashi is full of chidushim. What does it mean, but not like before? And if it would grow like before, then what? Then there's no damage. He's got no call because of that shor. So what would Rashi say to that? That's groma, that's indirect damage. That's not direct damage. That's consequential loss. Somebody used the phrase. That's not the damage itself. Is that the right phrase, Michael? Is consequential damage the right phrase for that? No, that's not consequential damage. If somebody bumps into my car, then for the time that my car is in the garage, so he has to pay for the panel beating, but what about the fact that I have to hire a car while it's in the garage? It's the same, isn't it? No, but you would only have it once. Let's say you would only have the crop once. We must be talking about a case where you would only get one crop. The only thing is what he's done now is he's delayed the crop. That's all he's really done. He's delayed the crop. So if it's only a delay, Rashi says there would be no payment. You've got to say that he's delayed the crop and the crop now is not going to be as big as it would have been had he not eaten. So then it's direct damages. If it's not as big as it would have been, that's direct damages. But if he's only delayed the crop, and what would we call that? Indirect damages or consequential damage? He's got no money. He's got to borrow money now.
That's consequential.
That's what we're talking about. That damage would then be is that consequential and indirect the same thing?
Yeah.
Does that mean is that the same thing? The same thing.
One step away from the main damage. In other words, the main damage.
The consequence of the damage.
Is that as a result of suffering the first damage, the second one comes in its way on hiring a cop.
So this would be.
The time of the accident, but then consequence of the first damage.
That's what occurred. So then consequential would be a good translation according to you. Michael, you disagree? Okay, so we'll have to find the right terminology here.
The Indian is to find out, was there a loss as a result of the delay? And whatever the loss is, that's the consequential.
Right, okay, so what Rashi is saying is, you must say that the crop doesn't grow as it would before, because if the crop would grow if the crop did grow as it would have before, and the only damage was the loss of income in between, that you're not chayav for. There would have been no chiyus. That's one chiddush in Rashi. The other is the mashmos. Rashi learns that it's mashma. The word b'shilach is mashma. That it's heched lo kal yekarna. Where's that mashmos? Where's the implication in the word? The mashma kegon shoch la'arugah. I don't know what the mashmos is. Where is the mashmos? Uvir hainu heichod de mechalyekan. And beer is where the keren is also, the capital is lost as well. The mashma uvir shemevayel legamri. See what Rashi says? The word uvir implies total consumption, total destruction. Whereas b'shilach doesn't. I suppose maybe in relation to one another. If you have the two words, b'shilach and uvir, you've got to distinguish between them, like we did with negicho and negifo. If you only had negicho, then we would know what it means. If you only had negifo, you could say that that means negicho. But when you've got negicha and negifo, you've got to ask yourself, why does the Torah sometimes use one and sometimes use the other? So Rashi made the chiluk. So here too, if there was only b'shilach, you wouldn't know what it meant. If there was only uvir, you wouldn't know what it meant. But once you've got b'shilach and uvir, and the Torah sometimes uses one and sometimes uses the other, one has to be mavchin, one has to discern a distinction between the implication of those two words. Mashmoz, she means from the word itself.
Like the second way, he says, mashma uvir, the mashma uvir, shemabaya. First time he doesn't say it, Rashi. He just says, the mashma.
Kegoin shoch la'aruga.
Can't he say mashma? Yeah, the word is mashma.
Well, that could be that uvir is mashma, the word itself is mashma, the entire. Memela, you'd have to say v'shilach means something else. What does it mean? It can't be worse. It must mean less. That you could say. Yeah, that's a very good deal. The uvir haynu echad mechal yekarne. The mashma uvir shemevayer lagamri. Rashi teaches you that the diuk is in the word itself. The word mevayer must mean total destruction. Now that you know uvir is total destruction, v'shilach must mean something else. What does it mean? That's what Rashi says at the top. The mashma kagoin shoch la'arugo v'sofer. You have to explain it in that case. Once you know what uvir means, you've got to say v'shilach is mashma, a more superficial type of damage.
What you said is v'shilach is mashma, what that he's sending the animal, which means that there's some human control over it. So if you leave it and the animals wild in the field, they're going to consume the whole thing. But mashma, that if he's sending it, that he's still got some control over it, and you can pull it back and hold it back from eating the whole thing. And therefore, it does only eat part of it.
It's it's not mukhrif. Now that we know what Mashilach means, you can say that's why the Torah uses the word Mashilach, but it's not strong enough. V'ikash yosks Rashi, heich omatzi l'meimer idi v'idi ashein, hodo mechalye karno v'hodo l'mechalye. How could there have been a havamina that both terms are used for shein? One for echad mechalye and one for echad loy mechalye. Lichtev chad echad loy mechalye de lechayiv v'kloshkein echad mechalye. Let us write the one of lo mechalye, and the meila will know the kloshkein, that if it's mechalye, certainly you'll be chayiv. How should that be answered? Let's see what Rashi answers. So that's Imi, Hai Kro, Hava Amin, answers follows. If from one posuk I would have thought, Hai Ati Leicha de Mechalye, I would have learnt it on the worst one. If there was only one, I would have learnt it on Mechalye. But if it's not Mechalia, I would have said there's no. Now, if Ubir was the only one, then how would I have learned Ubir? Must be Mechalia. And the Mela, the Koshchen, doesn't work. So what should it say? It should say only Beshilach. Same as Rashi. Now is it clear? Says Rashi, but Beshilach alone could also be called Mechalia. The only reason the Beshilach isn't Mechalia is because Ubir is there as well. But if Beshilach was there on its own, then the shilach could have been learned to be mechalia. Could have been learned to be mechalia. Hilkach ikel meima vada idi veidi ashein. He loved the kosev rachmona mishalche regel asher. And therefore, of course, I could well have learned that both are going on shein, were it not for the fact that the Torah taught us mishalche regel asher vachamur, that the word v'shilach goes on shor vachamur. Sorry. What you would have, if there's a possibility of learning it two ways, you would have to take it the more chomer so as to give the less of the chiddush. You would have to do it that way.
Partial damage is damage. That's not an assumption.
We're learning a strange thing, Eric, because we're saying altogether that the whole sugi is strange, particularly with Rashi. We're saying the damage altogether is a chiddush. Rashi holds if it's not written in the Torah, it's shayach to say that you're potter, even though you've clearly damaged. So we're saying that there is a chiyuv for damages in itself a chiddush, and therefore once you bring how would you learn that rationally, intellectually? How does that make sense? I come and I throw a stone at your window.
Yeah,
Firstly, we haven't had the chiluk that is different according to some that mavi is odom. But okay, even let's say that will make a difference. So you say it's only if my property. I don't know that I'm high for my property. The Sashgocha, the Ribbono Shlom did it. That's how we would have to. That would be how we have to do it. What do you mean you're not high for it? It's your ox. You should have kept him tied up. So no, that's Hashgocha. I have Bechira. My ox doesn't have Bechira. So if my ox gored you, it was your time to go. Sorry, I was the Shliach of the Ribbono Shlom. I must still pay for it. I should get a salary. That's probably the way you would have to learn it. That on my property, I can tie an Hashgocha. I'm not responsible for it. Comes the Torah and says, even though there's Hashgocha, you are responsible for it. Yeah, but if you didn't, there's still you could still tie. Maybe that's enough to end the whole thing. You must still be able to tie the Hashgocha. You remember that whole thing on Hashgocha that we did with Reb Chaim Volozhiner and with the Orach Chaim and all that was all only with Bali Bechira, that human beings can override Hashgocha. There was no such thing as an animal can't override Hashgocha. Let's see, am I sure here? There's an interesting Ma'asho, but to do that Ma'asho, we have to look at the Tosfos first. Let's just do this here while we're on it. I know that's not what we set out to do, but let's just have a look at it. The second Tosfos on the page, short little Tosfos. Behold the Mechalia Karna. I would have thought that one is talking about Mechalia Karna in one's mouth. Even Torma, Velichto Ibrahmona Veshilach, Veloibo Yuvir. Rashi's Kashi, right? Rakashi, right? Notice how Tosfos also words it. He doesn't say, let the third write one of them. Tosfos says, Mefurish, write Veshilach. Tosfos sees clearly you can't write a beer. A beer certainly means Mechalia Karna. But Veshilach doesn't necessarily mean Mechalia Karna. Ancestors, then I might have thought that it means dafke v'shilach, that you sent him in. But if you didn't send him in, if the ox went mamela, maybe he would be potter. So from in Shane, so v'shilach alone is not enough. Ubir alone would be mechalya karna. V'shilach alone would mean I sent the ox in. Therefore, I need both of them. Why doesn't Tosfos answer like Rashi? Right. Why doesn't Tosfos answer like Rashi? What does Rashi answer? Rashi says you can't, because v'shilach alone would mean. Would have to mean Mechalia Karna. Tosfos is chodek with Rashi on that. Asks the Ma'asho why. Let's have a look at the Ma'asho. You think learning Gemara Rashi is stambikias? It's not. Learning Gemara Rashi is not stambikias. You've got to learn with seichel also when you're learning Gemara Rashi only. That doesn't mean you're going to become ois a mensch. What does the word bikias mean? To be a boki. What does it mean to be a boki? Expertise. So the one way you can't become a boki is by learning bikias. Isn't that right? There's no way that by learning Bekir you can become an expert. So the term has been completely misused. Learning Bekir means learning superficially. That's how they use it today. You can't become a Boki by learning superficially. You can become a Boki by learning fast, but not without thinking. Says the Marshal, and Tosfos does not find it suitable to answer like Rashi answers, the Yilavu Vir Avamina Dasi Veshilach, Lehechad Mechalia Karna. That were it not for Beer, I would have thought that Veshilach comes from Mechalia Karna. Vichihagam the Ikebreshberi Kaora. Like Gabitosha Besochi. I don't know that Gemara. The Hocha al Korchach v'shilach l'chud mashma af b'dolei mechaliyakan. On that very point, Tosfos is clinic. Tosfos must hold that you can't. If you can't answer Rashi's way, why not? Because b'shilach alone would imply law mechaliyakan. B'shilach alone. The Ashto beregel. Now the Mashal proves why. The Ashto beregel nami loiksiv elochad kro. Now look, Andrew, you tried to answer it yourself, right? You tried to give a svara as to why the shilach in itself is mashme lo mechalekana. Okay, now compare the method, the approach that you were adopting to the approach that the mashal gets, right? Compare it good and then you'll become a lamdan. The hashto beregel nami loiksiv elochad kro, because in regel there's one posuk. What is the posuk for regel? The shilach. Umuchminen lo b'dolei mechalekana. And the regel we learn is lo mechalekana. Stop there for a moment. So you see that b'shilach alone, it doesn't need a partner to be made into lo mechalekana. That the word b'shilach itself is sufficient to teach you hechad lo mechalekana. How do you see that? You see it from regel. In regel there's only one pasuk, b'shilach. How does the Gemara learn b'shilach? Hechad lo mechalekana. That's the raya, and that's why Tosfos won't learn it. That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Does b'shilach mean? Sorry. Yes, but you answered. You said different thing. You were right. Now you want to be chayzer. No, Adarabba said, you see from that taka that you're right. You see taka that you're right. That chiluk between the way he learns up uvir and b'shilach is right. The way I wanted to learn was the way Tosfos holds. But your diuk in Rashi is absolutely right, that he doesn't use the same phrasing when he teaches us what b'shilach means as when he teaches us what uvir, for this very reason. Well, now we have a kasha. So how does Rashi handle b'shilach of regel? How in regel is enough for lo mechalekana? How would you answer that, by the way? Let's see how he goes on first. The mashal, the lekel amemer, and you can't answer. The hash the haynu time of mishum dichtiv b'shein uvir. That it's only because by shein uvir is written the kind b'regel shina lemichta b'shilach. And by regel, the Torah doesn't use the word be'er, but it uses the word regel. So Masho is trying a Rashi. Even Lashitas Tosfos, and he's saying, good, so you're going to ask, how taka then, by regel, do you know that shein is, that regel is loy mechalyakana? From the word v'shilach, it's the only one, it's only word, and v'shilach is ambiguous, it could mean either. How does the Gemara assume so readily that v'shilach must mean hechad loy mechalyakana? Answers the Mashal, you might want to say, because it's different to the word used by Shein. By Shein, the Torah says uvir. Why doesn't it say by regel also uvir? So you see, because by regel it means something else. That's not a proof. If the same word was used, then we would say they're both shein. That which leads us to suggest that it's two different nezikin is because it uses a different word. And the question is, why do we need both of them? But if the shilach wasn't there, I would have learned them both. How would Rashi answer that? Rashi says, no, the shilach is ambiguous. Uvir is definite. It must mean mechalyakana. If Uvir alone was written, I wouldn't have a kol shchein. If B'shilach alone was written, then I also wouldn't have, and I would have to learn B'shilach, as says the Mashoi, Mechalyakana, you see. But if no B'shilach was regular, it could be Mechalyakana. Why? What's the difference when B'shilach is by regular or B'shilach is by shein? No. If we only had shein, then says Rashi, and the word was B'shilach, then I would learn it Mechalyakana. If we only have regel and we use v'shilach, then I say it's loy mechalyakan. That's the Marashur's kasha. That's what he holds. Tosfos's kasha is on Rashi. So I'm asking you, what would Rashi answer to that? So Rashi must say, no, you're right. When v'shilach is used by shein, it could mean either. But when v'shilach is used by regel, it must mean hechad the loy mechalyakan. Why? And there's a simple answer to it. The norm by regel is not lo mechalekana. The norm, you trample, you don't destroy, you don't pull out. It can happen that here and there you kick the root out. But that's not the normal regel. The normal regel is you trample on what's on the top of the ground. Oh, so by shein, he can eat in two ways. It is normal for shein to damage in one of two ways. He can pull the thing out by its roots, or you can nibble at the top. Different kinds of animals eat in different ways. The question is, which shein is the Torah talking about? It says, veer must mean totally consuming. Veshilach, says Rashi, could also mean we'd have to take the biggest chiddush. But by regular, it's totally unusual to say that it means that he takes the whole thing out. If the word, if uvir was used by regular, I would say yes, even though it's totally unusual. That's the only kind of nezek for which you're chayev. But the word Torah uses the word veshilach by regular. Why does you use the word veshilach? That's down the normal derech hiluchoi. Derech hiluch is not the chal yakarne. There's a simple answer. For Rashi Lashitosu, that when Bashilach is used in the context of regel, it must mean Hechad Eloi Mechalia Karna. But if Bashilach was used by Shein, it could mean Loi Mechalia Karna, and it could mean Mechalia Karna. That's, I think, how we have to learn. It's a nice little mashal to work on. In way, where. That's according to the Hava Mina, that there's only Shein, that it's all Shein. And we wanted to say, if it was all shame, we wanted to say.
Let's go on in the Gemara. Oh, my mar, uvir zu ashen, v'chein uvir mekashi yavir agol alatuma. Time of the Kodim Rachman, kashi yavir agol alatuma.
We find the same analysis now with the second half of the Brisa. The second half of the Brisa says, uvir ashen. And why? How do I know Uvir is shame? Because of this peculiar posuk in Malachi. Uvir kashi yavor agol alatuma. Time. The reason that I know that Uvir means shame is because of the posuk in Malachi. But if it were not for the posuk in Malachi, b'mayukimna, what could I say? What could it possibly mean? B'mayukimna lo. I keren ksiv. I regel ksiv. Keren is written already. Regel is written already. What else could it be? It's trich. I need it. Exactly the converse. I could have thought that both Veshilach and Uvir goes on regal. Hold the Azil Memele, hold the Shalosh Shiluch. Why doesn't the Gemara answer here? Hold the Azil, hold the Mechal Yekarne, hold the Le Mechal Yekarne. No, but the same. Why can't we try the same thing? Because we would. Sorry. Oh, that's a raya for Rashi. The chayyot a raya for Rashi. The people will have to work out how Tosfos Aliba the Marshal would learn this. The chayyot, that's what it's saying. No, if it was a rape, they were both written by regal. Now have a minute that's hard to mechalikan or the lemechalikan. I think we have to analyze it more carefully, but it could be. Kamashmalan. But I might have thought that one is Vashilach when you send him in. And Ubir is even if you didn't send him in Kamashmalan. So why doesn't it just give us the one? Let's ask Rashi's Kashi here. So let it just tell us Uvir, which will be the more chomer, even if it goes in on its own, and I will know Mikol Shein and Bashirach, that if you send it in. How would we have to answer that? You understand what I'm asking? Let's ask the same thing. What's the Havamina? I need to psukim. Let me just say Uvir. So you'd have to say, if it only said Uvir, I would learn it on Shein. If it was only Uvir, that would be Shein. So the only thing it could put on its own is Mishilach. If it was only Mishilach, I would have said Shiluch Mishalchi. So we need the two psukim to teach the Shiluach. And what kind of shiluach, even if it's passive. Va'ashtaduki ha'shein regel dazlo v'meila min alan. Taka, now that you've said that uvir means shein, how do I know that v'shilach doesn't mean dafke the sholach shiluchi? Answer the Gemara, do me the shein. Again, we have our hekish. Ma shein lishno shalach shiluchi lishno dazlo v'meila af regel lishno shalach shiluchi lishno dazlo v'meila. We learn that from shein. Also the Gemara, v'lichtev rachmona v'shilach v'leiboy uvir. We could still manage with the one posuk. Why can't we just have Bashilach and not Uvir? The Mashma regular Mashma Shein, if we had one posuk, what would it mean? We only had Bashilach. It could mean regal, it could mean Shein. How come? Mashma regil dichtiv mishalcha regil ashur vachamur. Umashma shein dichtiv shein behem is hasholach behem. So I can bring both shein and regil from the Tanakh as being related to the word vishilach. Ilav kro yaseiro, if it weren't for the extra posuk of uvir, hava amina, I would have learned, oiho, oiho, oi regil dezeke motsui, o shein de yeshano lezeke, I would have struggled. Which one does vishilach mean? I can include, apart from Kerin, one extra Nezek. Shall I include Regel, which is Hezekah Motsu, or Shein the Yeshan or Hezekah? Which one does the Torah mean? We're going to say no. Ani Bishilach. Ani Bishilach. We can learn one Chiddush. No, not where they're different in their nature. If it was the one, different Chumras. They've got different Chumras. Would seem so. It would seem so. You wouldn't be able to learn them as an Av. As a Tolda, it might be, but not as an Av. So let us say they're Shkulin. If you can't learn one more than the other, learn them both. That's a principle we have in Limudim. If you have one source, one posuk, from which you it could be implying two things, and there is no Hechrich, there's nothing that outweighs in favor of the one or the other, then you're entitled to learn both of them from the Pasuk. Tehemi Naim Mafkas, because which one are you going to exclude? The Torah is teaching you something, and you can't exclude, you can't eliminate either of them. Therefore, we assume the Torah Taka wants you to learn them both. So, I could have learned both Shein V'Regel from Bishilach. And what would I have known? But then I would only have thought, only V'Erechid Shalcha Shiluche. I would have thought, isn't that so? And I might have thought only Delo Mechalia Karna if I didn't have Uvir. Why? Because the bigger Chiddush. So since it's B'Shein, I would have said it's Dafke Mechalia Karna, yeah. Maybe I would have thought Dafke Mechalia Karna and Dafke Shaluch Shaluchi. What's the Gemara asking? How can the Gemara suggest that we should only have the one? We've just gone through this whole exercise to show that in order to know that it's even Eched Azla Memela and even Eched the Lo Mechal Yekarne, I need both of them. And we learn the one from the other and the other from the one. What's the Gemara trying to suggest that we can learn it all from one posuk? Yeah, where did we learn from in Regal that even does the Mamela?
We learned that from Shein.
Good, if we didn't have that from. No, but we'll have Shein as learned from Bishilach. But the word Bishilach means Shalach Shuluchi.
It doesn't matter because we've got from Regal to learn onto Shein and Shein to learn.
No, but the only way you can work it is if Shein is learned from Uvir, which is passive, then I can make a Hekesh and say Bishilach is Lav Dafke. But if Shein is also learned from Bishilach, where do I have a limud from that passive Shein is alright? I would say everything is only Bishilach. Both Regal and Shein is only if it's Shalach Bishilach. That is that, you're right. That's the Gemara's answer. But the question is, what is the Havamin? We've just gone through the whole thing to say that there's no other way around it. And what about Lo Mechal Yekane? Would that be covered all right? I would say, if it's all from Vishilach, I would say that it's Davke Heche to Mechal Yekane. That's not the derech. If we go with Apshat in Rashi, then we can say, if we'll go with Apshat in Rashi, that from Regil alone, the Pashtus is Lo Mechal Yekane. If you just had Bishilach in Shein, then we said, the way we wanted to learn in Rashi, not the way the Mashal's learning, the way we wanted to learn in Rashi, if you only had Bishilach in Shein, it could be ambiguous. But Bishilach in Regel is not ambiguous. This is a smach that's actually proved. The Gemara is not worried about that side. The Gemara only answers, Salkadai d'chamina, hani mili eched shulach shuluchi, aval az l'memele loy, I would have no way of learning az l'memele, kamash molan, I need both of them to teach me az l'memele. If it weren't for that, Taka, I could learn the whole thing from Bishilach. Regel, Shein,
Chalikana, loy mechalikana. Everything could have been learned from Bishilach if it weren't for the need to teach us also Ba'azla Mameila. For that, I had to add in the word of Bier. And it has to be in the same posuk so that I can be makish the one to the other. That's how the Gemara comes out, says Rashi. My regular Lushna Adoliksiv Beuvir. My Shlind Lushna Adoliksiv Beuvishilach. That's an earlier Gemara. Or how regular Mishum Dezeka Motzi, Aval Shein Loi. Or Shein Mishum Dezeka Dezeka Aval Regular. So that each one excludes the other. Therefore, I can learn nothing from them. From the Pasuk. All both. Michli. Shein Viregel Shkulin. Shein and regular equally weighted. Shein Ze Chomer Bize. One is not more severe than the other. Sharei Bishneim Yesh Boim Tzad Chomer. Because each has a Tzad Chomer. And we're not going to weigh up which Tzad Chomer is more severe. We have no basis for that. All we can see is that each side has a Tzad Chomer. How are you going to exclude one not to learn from it? They're equally severe. That when am I chayev? Only if I deliberately send my animal into my friend's field to graze there. But if the animal went by itself, I'm not responsible. That's hashgoch. It's got nothing to do with me. And once I've learned Shein Memela from Ubir, Asya Regel, then comes Regel and learns back from Shein. That's how the Gemara learns it. Nimyut Hashem on Sunday, we'll go. Jeff, how far are you and David in preparation? You know, Daladama Bay is really good. Okay. I think next week also we'll have to learn Sunday and Thursday in Mitzvah. Just until we get to the Mishnah, we'll have to have two Shirim a week.